be so difficult. In the Old Testament church, there was procedures and process, and there were ceremonies, but we don't have that today. All today is a relationship. Jesus Christ has made it so easy for us. And maybe that's the problem, church. Many times, is we find that it's too easy for us because we become content. And I have desire. Church, how deep is my cry? Is it a cry of anguish? You know, Psalms 31 through 2, out of the depths have I cried unto thee. How deep is my cry? You know, how deep am I going in my cry? Lost loved ones, there are people out there. The Lord is basically telling us, you just need to go a little deeper. Church, it's one more step. It's one more inch. It's one more doorway. Church, we're going to get there. But I want to encourage a church that we need to press. We need to push. We need to work a little bit harder. We need to go a little bit deeper. How deep is your cry? You know, this is a question that I felt. It was a question for myself. Would the very foundations of hell quiver when they heard my cry to a holy God? Does hell quiver? Does it shake when they realize that you are crying to a holy God because they understand the depth of your anguish, the depth of your commitment, and just how God's sovereign move when you cry out to him? Does hell quiver tonight? Is my cry deep enough to bother the enemy of my soul? Does my travail trouble the enemy? You know, I think about this church, and we are so close. Encourage the church. We are so close to that breakthrough. What are we looking forward to in 2019? What are we looking for in 2019? For all the seats to be filled? Are we looking for souls of lost loved ones? Who are we looking for? Is it just a guest appearance of a couple of people? Or is it saying we're going to be run over with so many people? Not because we're better than anybody else, but because we show that our God is better than anything in this world. And you, church, somewhere along the way, we got to show that. You know, Brother Matthew, you want that healing? God is saying, you're that close. You're that close. We think about that. Sister Pepper, lost loved ones, you're that close. We're all that close. God is showing us. You're that close, church. We are that close. We just need to go a little bit deeper. A little bit deeper. You know, during just tonight, we shared with the boys, and one of the things I talked to them about is many times, and the way I see it, our boys, these young boys, are going to have to carry fire forward. We've carried it so far. Just church, many of you have seen the Olympic torch. So many carry it. Eventually, the last person has to carry that lit torch right into victory circle. And maybe, church, it's going to be these young boys. It's going to be these young boys that are willing to stand, that have been trained in the house of God to say, I will carry the torch. Pass it on to me. I'm willing to go. These young girls, maybe they'll be the ones carrying the torch. But God is saying, I want to carry that torch. One more step. We're that much closer. Do I have David's desire? I preached a while back about a new psalm, writing Psalm 151. Do I have the desire to write a new psalm? I think God is saying you do have the desire, church. I think we all have the desire. We just got to get over the hump. We got to get over the Monday morning blues. Those of you that go out Monday morning, you know what I'm talking about. You know, Sunday evening after church service, we go home, and the first thing on your mind is, get back to work on Monday. And the emotion that goes with it. Well, church, if we had that much of a desire for the house of God, to say, God, I want to get over that one last little hump. Lord, help me to get over that last little hump. Can I have David's desire? How deep is my cry? And it has to be more than a whimper. You know what a whimper is, church? A whimper makes a series of low, and I'll give you the definition for those of you that want to know what the definition is. A whimper is you make a series of low, feeble sounds expressive of fear, pain, or discomfort. But what about the word cry? cry, you shed tears, especially as an expression of distress or pain. An urgent appeal, a cry of despair. God is looking for criers tonight. God is wanting to know who is going to cry. Not just whimper. Church, we're that close. Let me encourage you, church, we're that close. Let me, you know, this testimony, service tonight, I wanted to save a brief testimony that I, here this summer, we went back to Pastor Smith's church. We visited up there, and I prayed for a young, I was going to say a young man. I think he's a year younger than me. I guess that would consider him a young man. And, you know, Brother Stephen. And Brother Stephen came up to me this last time. We were there here last week. And he pulled me aside. And Brother Stephen's the other trumpet player at that church up there. We played trumpet together for years at that church up there. He pulled me aside Sunday night. He says, Brother Larry, he goes, I want to thank you. I said, for what? You know, and he said, and I'm thinking because of the message. And he goes, I want to thank you because when you prayed for me this summer, when you were here, I felt the power of God like I've never felt it before. And I prayed for, he has diabetes, his eyes were starting to cloud over. He was having problems with his vision. And I prayed for him, and I laid hands, not because of anything special, but that night I had faith that God, you got to move on his behalf. Here's a man that has served you, that has taught Sunday school. Here's a man that plays every Sunday, and now he can't even play his trumpet in church, Lord, because he can't put pressure on his eyes, because it could actually cause bursting or actually cause blindness. Because there is a pressure you put on when you play the trumpet. There's a lot of pressure behind in your cavities in your eyes. And he can't even play. He still can't play it, but he says, you know what, brother? He goes, I'm gonna trust that I'm going to be healed. And I said, not just of your eyesight, Brother Stephen, but everything else. Diabetes will be bound here on earth. And he says, yes, that's what I'm going to believe. And I felt it. I felt it. I said, Lord, you know, in your mind you start thinking, here's a man who's only got one daughter, but his daughter's leading praise and worship, and she's also a student at OBI. And I'm thinking, here's a young girl that was brought up by her dad to serve God, and here's a man struggling. And I'm saying, God is saying, one step. You're that much closer to his complete healing. You just got to step through, church. We just got to have that much more faith, which means we got to dig a little bit deeper. God is wanting us to cry before him, not whimper. Because many times we do, we kind of throw that it's kind of like with the young boys when we play basketball, we kind of throw that long shot and hopefully we make it. You know, we played pig tonight. And I think I won the last game, but before that I lost. But you know, you throw that shot and you hope it makes it. There's a level of confidence that it may go in. You're never 100% sure it's going to go in. With God, if you put that cry in, there's a 100% chance God's going to hear that cry. That's the only sure thing we have in this life. Between whimper and cry, it's a difference between discomfort and distress. Many times we're discomforted. God wants to know what kind of distress you have. Difference between discomfort and despair. How deep is your despair? Does the fact that many relatives will not make heaven, does that bother you enough? How deep does it hurt? It should be a hurt. Many times I whimper from my body, but never from my soul. It is this generation's time to cry with the soul, to sob in the spirit, and to weep with the weak. It's that time, church. I think so. You know, growing up, as a young child, we saw they came around to our churches, and I think, I don't know if maybe Sister Pepper and Pastor Pepper would remember this. They showed those Left Behind movies. You know, they show these films. You talk about a nightmare. As, someone in the, I believe I was in the second, third grade when I first saw those films, you know, quite a long time ago, I remember the nightmare of being left behind. And here I am, how many years later? And Lord, you haven't come back. But I've come to realize out of wisdom that it's his time. You know, if I had been serving God the way I should be serving God, it shouldn't have scared me. I should have been looking forward to that my whole life. But there was a time in my life when I said, Lord, I need to trust in you with everything. There needs to be a depth of understanding. And God is saying, I need you to go deeper. Deeper to understand. And as a child growing up, I remember watching those films thinking, Well, the end of the world, when is it going to happen? When is this going to happen? Always worried. And here we are, church. It hasn't happened. But that's God's grace. Because how many of us would not make heaven if the Lord had come 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, 30 years ago? How many would not be here? Really gives you a lot to think about. That's God's grace. And here we are, 2019, the first month, and God is saying, I've given you grace, but I need you to go a little bit deeper. Just a little bit deeper. Psalm 30, verse 5 reads like this: For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And we use that scripture a lot. Here's a problem sometimes with our generation, church. Many will not weep for a night. We don't want to weep for the night. The modern version of today's church tells us we got to leave off the morning and it goes right into dancing. Many don't want to weep for the night. We want to enjoy the benefit, but we don't want to work to get there. I believe Jason's working out there in the muck. He's not thinking of the benefits. He's thinking, get this thing done. It's part of work. Eventually, the benefits will come. The focus is on what he has to do. Now is now, church. Many want to weep through the night. Leaves off the sackcloth and goes right to being girded with gladness. We don't even want the sackcloth. It's anymore enough. God is saying, I need some more. They're willing to fast, to go deeper, a deeper commitment. It's about the cry of my soul. It needs to be deeper. 132 verses 1 through 5, we see the heart of a man or a woman of God. You know, church, this needs to be my creed. I will not rest until he rests on the throne of my heart. I will not slumber until he saturates my soul. I will not take my eyes off him until he has inhabited my life. Simply put, the Lord today is looking for a David's desire, a place to inhabit in my life. And many times today's messages in the church are quite the opposite. They're teaching enjoy, positive thinking. Enjoy this, enjoy that. Send $10 in now and guess what? You'll be healed. I don't think God is in the business of making money. This is what it's all about. It's about how close we're drawing to God. Church, we're that close. We are that close to a breakthrough. I want to encourage the church. And it encourages me to develop that deep desire. Let's deepen, church, our commitment and our commission. Our commitment to the Lord and the commission he's put out for us. Let's deepen that. Let's work on that, church. Let's deepen our discernment and our desire. Do we have a desire for Jesus Christ? Do we have discernment to know what is right and what is wrong? What is acceptable for a holy God? Let's deepen our vision and our victory. Do we have a vision? Do we want a victory? How big of a victory do you want, church? How deep of a victory? I want a great victory, church. You know, we were praying Sunday night. And the young lady that was leading praise and worship, you know, she was encouraging people to get into praise and worship. And many were. But she was pushing it, and she was pushing it. As she was pushing it, and the Holy Spirit was all over her. You know, church, and I bowed my eyes and I closed them. I said, Lord, this little congregation, this little church, you start thinking about, what if, Lord, what if I bow my head, open my eyes, and I see smoke fills this facility? What if we see fire? Lord, it is outside, it is, you know, 14 degrees, 12 degrees outside, but Lord, the roof is on fire. What if? And I feel God telling me, you're that close. Here in Chelsea, Oklahoma, we're that close. And do we want it? I believe we do, church. We just get a little bit deeper. It's one more shovelful down in that hole. It is one more step. It is one more push through that door. It is one more minute, one more hour, one more day spent in his presence, church. We are so close. You know, all these elements, we need to deepen our responsibility and our integrity. responsibility to our God, to ourselves, to our families. What about our integrity? Deepen that integrity so that there is never a question of whom you serve. We need to deepen our supplication and our sincerity. We need to deepen so many facets of our lives. God is saying you're that close, church. All these elements make up a true believer. We need to stop confessing our inadequacies and professing our faith. We need to stop elevating our woes and elevating our joys. It's time to be proactive and not reactive. Question would be in 2019, who is on the Lord's side? Moses asked that question. Exodus 32:26. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come on to me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. In 2019, that question is just as valid, church. Who is on the Lord's side tonight? Who is on the Lord's side? Just like Moses standing at the gate of the camp, Jesus is standing at the door of our hearts and asking, who is on the Lord's side? We know what we customarily answer, but how deep is your answer? Do I really believe it? It is time for a spiritual check in 2019. Who's on the Lord's side? David's desire would be that we are on the Lord's side. David, an example of a God. But church, David is gone. We have his writings. Psalm 151 has begun tonight. And God is saying, David is home. But I'm asking you, in this church tonight, in this church body, are you willing to have the same desire as my servant David? His own heart. Are you willing to have that desire tonight, church? Say that the answer is yes. We just need to push just a little bit closer. Because many times, church, some of us are down and out. And we need the rest of the body, the rest of the congregation, continuing to gather around with prayer and fastings and fire to keep the fire burning, church. My God is still a God in 2019 who will answer with fire if called upon. He is still the same God of the Old Testament as in the New Testament. Nothing has changed. God is still God. But we got to deepen our faith. And maybe say, well, I have a lot of faith. That's great. Get more. Get it deeper, church. We need to have this building filled with the people who are dying, who are starving, who need to be fed the Word of God. God is simply asking, go a little bit deeper. Go just a little bit deeper. You know, I preached here a while back, like I said on Psalm 151. Now is the time to write it and to live it. How bright does your fire glow? Glow it brighter this new year. How hot does your fire grow? Grow it hotter in 2019. It is time for deeper and closer. If there was one thing the Lord would want us to have, is a deeper desire for Him. And the word is deeper. Deeper. In our prayer lives, when we come in and pray, it isn't many times, like I said, the simple three-point shot prayer. Hopefully God heard it and maybe it'll work out. Church, if we go through the Gospels, Christ, when He healed, when He spoke, it never says there was reconsideration or possibly someone was healed. It always says they were healed. The Word of God has been sure and absolute. So the only part of that denominator or the only part of that equation that doesn't seem to work and make it all work is me. And it simply says, go a little bit deeper. Matthew 9:21 records the woman with the issue of blood. For she said within herself, if I may touch his garment, I shall be whole. If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. And something interesting, if you go to Matthew 14:35-36, records, and when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out unto all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased. And verse 36 says, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Jesus Christ is saying, we just need to touch. But how, in order to touch the hem of his garment, we need to draw close. When you get close, how close are you willing to get, church? How close are you willing to get the fire? It's time in 2019. Real simple message, church, and that's what God put on my heart. It's time to get deeper. I could preach on other topics and throw a lot of things out there because there is so much material. Even this morning, Pastor was preaching. I was thinking, okay, now there's some more stuff. This is really getting good because I've missed it somewhere along the way. But God is saying, keep basic message. And the message is, you need to go deeper. We all need to go deeper because we are that close to a breakthrough. God is saying, just one more step, one more inch. We're on the edge of jumping off or falling off. And God is saying, take the step. A simple conclusion would be this, is just to get deeper and get closer. There's not a lot of time left. 1 Kings 7:21. And I'll finish with this thought. This is about the two pillars in the porch of the tabernacle. Of the temple. And it reads like this. 1 Kings 7:21. And he set up the pillars in the porch of the temple. And he set up the right pillar and called the name thereof Jachin. And he set up the left pillar and called the name thereof Boaz. 2 Chronicles 3:17 records the same. There's a lot of discussion, church, whether they represented Solomon and David, King Solomon and David, or kings and priesthoods. Regardless, these pillars stood until they were wrecked by men. Rock, stone. Let us be the pillars that God is calling us to be by our desires for Him, by being deeper and closer to the presence. You see, church, the pillars that held up the church, the Davids, are gone for now. Many of you have pillars in your lives. You had parents that served God. You had people that brought you through into the temple. You can all recall someone who was there when you got saved. Someone who stood by. Well, God is saying, I need more pillars. And those pillars need to be deep. Those pillars need to be strong. Those pillars need to stand at the entrance to the temple. Let that be our desire, church. Let's go deeper. Let's go deeper. It's not a difficult thing to do, church. Brother Matthew, your healing is just right there. Sister Pepper, Sister Kathy, your lost family members, it's just right there. God, things simply just push a little bit further and go a little bit deeper. That's the message tonight, church. Let's start 2019 with the idea that we can push a little bit deeper and get a little bit deeper with our relationship. Especially as you take communion, think about the price of Calvary and think, Lord, I'm willing to go a little bit deeper. Jesus Christ never said wider. God never said wider. Just go deeper. Pastor. And as I conclude this, church, 2019, with everything that is even going on right now, even in our government, may not be a good year or the rest of our lives for Christians. It may get a lot worse. And I'm expecting that they probably will. But God is saying, it's going to get better with me. It's going to get sweeter. The healings are going to come. The salvations are going to come. But I need you in the church, His voice, to go deeper. Thank you, Pastor.